Following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 1st, 1975. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran, your Music Time hostess, back with another special program of traditional and popular African music. I'm glad you're joining me today, and I want to thank those listeners who've been writing to me about this program, and especially about the music. I appreciate hearing from you, and do manage somehow to read all the letters carefully, but hope you understand how difficult it would be to answer each one. But please, do keep writing. So now, friends, it's time for Music Time in Africa. The recordings I've selected for today feature the traditional musical instruments and vocal styles of the Songhai people in the Republic of Mali in West Africa. Along the great bend of the Niger River, where it touches the edge of the Sahara Desert, live the Songhai, one of the large number of ethnic groups that make up Mali's varied population. The Songhai first appeared in history when ruled by an ancient Berber dynasty, driven south by Arab conquest. In the year 1009, the city of Gao on the Niger became the capital and administrative center for the Songhai, and also at about this time began their conversion to Islam. Written history about the Songhai appears in manuscripts by two historians living in Timbuktu during the 17th century. In their songs are the tales and legends of ancient battles, of the heroic deeds and exploits of the Songhai warriors. Even today, we can still hear about these ancient legends in the verses sung by Songhai musicians. This first recording of Songhai music takes us back to the time of the ruling pashas of Timbuktu. The song is about the Ulad Hassan, a family of aristocrats who have their descendants at Timbuktu still today.
Sababu meri ba sayde sagayni salamundani bare ma ha mandi ni mo yene tondi ne tara boyonga kan kam ni ni ma wula di diri ji tara boyonga kan kam mana ma wula ru sulaimana tara boyonga kan kam mana ma wula dun nasibai tara boyonga kan kam mana.
The name of that song was Tandine, about an aristocratic Songhai family that lived in Timbuktu several hundred years ago, and today there are still descendants of the family in that town. Here now is a recording made in Timbuktu and is typical of the Moorish style of music in that region. The song is about a certain tree that symbolizes the love the Moors have for their country. It is sung on the occasion of festivities and vigils around the drum. In the course of the singing, more and more verses are improvised by the guests. The musical instrument that dominates the music of the Songhai is the African lute. It has three main strings, although sometimes four, and is similar to the tidinit of the Moorish griots in Mauritania, the koni of the Mandingo, the halam of the wolof, and the same as the lutes found among other peoples of West Africa. It's a wooden soundbox with a skin stretched over it. The neck of the instrument is a wooden stick fixed into the soundbox under the skin, and the strings are stretched over a bridge up to the tip of the wooden pole. The most characteristic thing about the instrument is the method of playing it. The musician simultaneously taps the stretched skin of the soundbox with his right thumb while playing to mark rhythm. Just like the Moors of Mauritania, the songhai reserve the playing of the lute for men only. A good example of songhai virtuosity in lute playing is this dance song recorded in the village of Ansongo, about 65 miles or 100 kilometers south of the city of Gao on the Niger. It demonstrates not only the excellent finger technique that can be attained on the lute, but also the technique of tapping the soundbox for rhythmic accompaniment. It's music for the Takamba dance of the songhai. The Takamba dance of the songhai played as a solo on the African lute. It is this very same Takamba dance that is considered to be the principal cause of songhai music undergoing a process of modernization during the past decade. It's a most popular and favorite dance that originated in the village of Takamba, near the town of Burem, just north of Gao on the Niger. This next selection is a very old songhai folk song that has become one of the most famous Takamba tunes sung by the fashionable griot. Another old folk tune that has been handed down through the generations by the griot families among the Songhai is the song Hadaiza, a girl's name in Arabic, sometimes pronounced Hadaija or Kadaija, as in North Africa or the Middle East. The song, which has also become a tambaka dance tune, is dedicated to a young Arabian girl, so beautiful that her renown spread beyond the borders of her native country. The singer says, "I sing for you, Hadaiza. O you ladies of great renown, answer Hadaiza. Hadaiza has gone to Gao, so she is not far away, for Hadaiza is never far for those who love her."
Turu khada jam
For the final number today, I've chosen what is probably the most popular of all the Tacamba dance songs. It's a must at practically every gay soiree among all the songhai. The title, Wahono, meaning curdled milk, one of the favorite dishes of the songhai. Here is curdled milk, milk so savory. Who would like to drink it?
Yeah.
Well, friends, once again, time has run out, and this ends today's music show. I hope you enjoyed listening to the ancient songs of the Songhai people, who live along the shores of the Niger River in the Republic of Mali. Now, I'd like to repeat my address again for those listeners who are perhaps joining me for the first time. Just write to Music Time in Africa, African Service, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., USA. And for those who have asked how my name is spelled, it's S-U-E for Sue and M-O-R-A-N for my last name, Moran. I'd love hearing from you. Now, this is Sue Moran saying goodbye. Have a nice and pleasant week, and I'll be with you again next Sunday at the same time. This has been Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.